Skateboarding?
Wheels are great invention.
We are back from lunch, and we're beginning with Mr. Dixon. First, what is this? This was left. Does this come from you?
Yes.
Okay.
What department is your number?
108.
108.
That's 905.
108. Start when
905.30.
Mr. Dixon has already submitted a budget decrease of almost 12%. So,
I think we can call upon him for anything additional.
I think we're good for that meeting. Pleasure seeing you again. Oh, is there? What's the other budget you have? The
900. 905.30.
905.
That's the special use funds. Tech fund.
Yep, I see.
Fund. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give you a little explanation of the funding, and that's what you have in front of you.
Okay. So is it assumed, gentlemen, that we don't talk about his...
I don't have any problem.
I have no problem with his submitted budget.
Let me go back and look. Now, wait just a second. It is the
108.
108.
Well, I'm right there. How could that be? First one I've ever hit.
Okay, we're down just a little bit this year.
He was 108.
Okay, Bob.
We're down just a little bit this year. It was about, we took in a total of about $2.2 million last year. You'll see from that sheet in front of you is the current standing $1,932,361.35. We had a day this week that was $28,000, and we have $13,000 in recording that's laying up there for a check right now. So we never know from one day to the next what recording will be. But I gave you this sheet to kind of explain to the commission where the money goes. Of the total amount of the money, everything's on an interest-bearing account. And so far this year, you've got $220.95 that goes to general county revenue.
Okay.
The fees to general county revenue is $939,697.75. Of that, there's some things included in that that we're going to talk about. As a rule of thumb, of the 100% of the money that we take in, about 70% goes to the county, 30% goes to the state. Whatever we take in, whether it's $200,000 or $250,000 in a month or $150,000, at the end of the month, we write the checks, and the money, the account, these accounts are zero. They go to zero. So by the second of the month, you normally have your money in general county mm-hmm. revenue. The Missouri Trust Fund, $6,111, that goes to the state. State Children's Trust Fund, $11,715. SERF, County Employment Revenue, Retirement Fund, we fund that this year, $387,728, and that is part of the county revenue. SERF interest, because it's an interest-bearing account, as you can see, is $45,000. Half of the user fee fund, we get half of it, which is $110,188, which that goes to the tech fund and the user fee fund. The state user fee, they get half of it. They get the other $110,000.
The tech fund?
That's the 905 account. There's the user fee fund and the technology fund.
Okay.
Money set aside for technology and retention of old records. Missouri Housing Fund, this is people that are destitute that need housing, and that goes to the state, $162,000. Special Trust Fund, $7,810. That is what we use locally for the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got some number. I'm not sure just what that is offhand. Technology fund, there is a technology fund, $67,891.25. Statutory pool fund, this is money that's set aside for small counties that do not record the number of documents that we record that don't have funding.
Okay.
At the end of the year, they turn in how much recording they've had, and they can draw from this fund up to $50,000.
The state can?
The county? The counties.
Okay.
There's 114 counties.
So everyone's funds a little different, but they can draw upon it. Okay.
We are contributing to.
So it's a revenue sharing for counties
that don't record
intra-county. I'll be darned.
I didn't know that existed. Okay.
That's one reason I wanted to show you. Non-standard fund comes to the 900 account. That is documents. If you bring a document to me that is non-standard, isn't on an 8.5 by 11, doesn't have a top 3-inch margin, the penalty by statute is $25.
Wow.
And those $25 statute fees, this year we've collected as much as $45,000 on non-standard fees. But this year it's $17,000. We try to get people to fill out cover sheets. It's part of the, you know, we would just assume they would fix their document as the charge in the $25.
Sure.
Overpayment fund, that's a payment fund that's set up. If people send in more money than required to record a document, the statute says that to record a document, you must tender the fee. If used to be, if you tendered too much, mailed it in with too much money, they would mail it back to you. Now we record the document, put the money in an overpayment account that does not come to the recorder of deeds. At the end of the year, we take this money that's unclaimed and goes to county general revenue. Hmm. So it's $751 that's in that account right now. To maintain a paper trail of that, I require that you write me a letter and say, I overpaid on a certain document, and we cut them a check. That comes out of our office. So that in a nutshell kind of explains.
Can I ask you
sure.
Just about there's a couple of subcategories that go into the tech fund, the 905 account. I had the non-standard fund goes into the 905 account. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Recorder's fund? Technology fund?
Technology fund.
That
those
also
are separate funds. That's 905.
Those both
tech
go in
the fund is 905.30 and the user fee is 905.805, I think.
Yes, use tax. I have a use tax. A recorder's fee is an interest. Okay.
Yeah.
No. So, okay. Okay. So that's where the revenue is into the 905 is this.
Right.
Okay.
And the tech fund and the recorder user fee fund was set into statute so that recorders could take all the old records and make them electronic, microfilming, index them, and have better computer systems so that we could better serve the public. And Tannehill County has done that. We've been doing that for 9 years. As you saw the other day, we converted the books and pages from DocuWare over into iDoc. There's lots of things in DocuWare that are not converted. It costs, I think, $3,700 to have that done. But on DocuWare, we have about 600 people that can, and that's a free system that you can see the surveys and the plats, and you just have to sign up in our office. iDoc, which has been from 1983 to present, you can get online and see anything recorded electronically, make any copies you want, and it's been $100 a month, which we're the cheapest county around. We have most everything electronic, and this last year we had to order some SQL servers, and we wanted to make sure at that point in time, thanks to you, that we bought SQL servers. I bought SQL servers out of this technology fund that would enhance the county to where we could go to the next revision of our software. I could go up to the next plateau as far as software without those SQL servers. We had to go from Windows 2002, I think, to 2007.
Right.
And we had to have some software included, and that was another, the total bill was about $26,000. And that's what was paid for out of the technology fund. Some things that we've done every year for the past several years, as you can see on the Taney County Recorder's in parentheses, we paid back certain salaries that we paid out while we did retention. We've done retention in the past, in the first few years when we were really busy and we didn't have any time. We took and outsourced, got bids, and had a lot of the stuff done. But I found out in the last few years we get a much better product if we do indexing, computer work, scanning ourselves. So in the past 3 years, I've taken and reimbursed the county on expenses for people. When we're not real busy, we're working on old documents. Like last year, we rescanned 200,000 pages. It took us from August to August to do it. We have pretty good images on the computer today. We've cut down on traffic because with the stuff being on computers and outsourced, the guy in Branson can look at all of our documents for $100 a month, and he's not running over here to the courthouse, tromping down the halls and using my equipment. So, to reimburse the county, we've made two payments this year, one the second quarter for $25,000 and the third quarter for $25,000 out of the technology fund for our people to work on old records. And it's completely legal. It's not something we're doing undercover or anything like that. We've downsized as far as people. In 2003, when I took office, in the next few years, we jumped up to 30% more in recording than we were doing in 2003. We're still doing a whole lot more than we were doing in 2003, but our workforce, due to people retiring and moving on, we're back to 7 people. We have 5 full-time employees and 2 30-hour employees. And at that time, we had 5 full-time and a part-time. So we're pretty much consistent with where we were at in 2003. Last year, I asked for, I think it was $291,000. This year, the budget, I'm asking for $247,636.80. We're paying the office expenses of...
Bob, can you read? Just make sure I got the same numbers you have. What's that number again? Two what?
$247,636.80. Which is down from last year when we asked for $291,999.80.
Can I see yours?
Sure.
Because I don't have... Oh, you're asking $247 up here in salaries. Okay. All right.
And we're paying the user fee is, you know, said by statute that you would pay the office expenses, but I've been paying those, reimbursing the county right. quarterly. So we got some hardware this year. I reimbursed you. On that kind of material, we've provided $97,000 back. We have a balance in the tech fund and the user fee fund of $401,126.47. That's kind of the deal in a nutshell. In the tech fund this year, we spent $85,000, and the user fee fund, we spend $124,000.
And we're very limited in what we can spend it on, the tech fund.
Tech fund.
What you can spend it on, I should say, technically. So,
And that's why I'm always keenly interested in the IS department,
right,
because they provide me the support with computers and software and people, you know.
Right.
Bob, can I get you to go back to the 108?
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom, in 106-60-001. It shows reimbursement of office expenses.
Mm-hmm.
That will change this coming year because that looks like an income was put into an expense
right,
line.
Right, and it's going to change. I've been told that right, that number will not be there. And that's...
I'm curious if there were positive numbers in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious because we have no way of knowing if there were positive numbers in there that were negatives because they were expenses, and then you put the income in. It could be huge, it could be small. Right now it's shown as a deficit, not a deficit, but a minus to the overall budget.
Right.
Would well, what I'm, where I'm headed with this, to me, if those revenues had not been put in expenditure lines, then the 2010 actuals and the 2009 actuals for expenditures would have been much higher. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right. Absolutely.
So we're really way less, potentially. We just don't know how much.
Because last year we spent in 10, we spent $57,424.71 in retention besides the $50,000 I gave you.
Where does the...
And you're not seeing that I gave you the $50,000 because it goes in general county revenue. That's been one of my misunderstanding. I don't understand the bookkeeping system, but I'm not an accountant.
We are hopefully going to be showing those as revenues that come in for general county revenue as a line item. Mm-hmm. That's the department it came from. Here it is. And then only these lines will reflect what expenditures are so that we can more accurately discern what the costs are and what the revenues are. So it'll be that way for 2012. That's our plan anyway.
And there's obviously a little, you can call it whatever you want, a little over budgeting or slop or whatever you want to call it. My two part-time people, which is Carla Schmidt, which is a widow and has a small child.
And I didn't mention to you that if we're, and we've done this with each of the other elected officials, if we're in fact going to mention anyone's name or talk about any part of the budget that would reflect upon them on employment, that would go into executive session. Since we didn't do that, and I'm not anticipating that we are going into exec, I just...
I mean, from a time perspective...
I think we're in great shape here and that we need to move on. Is that what you started saying?
That's what I was getting to. You do a wonderful
job.
Thank
you so much, Bob.
Thank you for all the help you give to GCR. And it's lots.
We are.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Below our target. Excited about that.
Excited about that.
The treasurer says he's wonderful to work with.
We'll see you guys.
See you, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Next up, we have the treasurer in Department 106. So,
I want to say something. There's not. And it's my opinion to work that out with you, whether we put him back in here.
So Department 106 is where we are.
And the printout that I brought with me, I'm not sure is the same as the one you have. I just went and pulled out the one that I had first.
What is your
with.
Pick your poison, Jess. We've got three here.
What? Just tell me what number you'd like to use.
My bottom dollar is 85,000.
Really?
Yes.
I have 83,380. What do you got?
I got 85. I've got just what she has.
Well, that's it.
How did I get? Because there was some confusion here. 84,480. You had 85.
There we go. I love it. There's the. Oh, I know what we did. The first thing.
We went back to the figure that was in 2011.
Yeah, 84,480. I think it's 2011, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that was really basically what you guys had talked about, you know, using the same budget that we do in 2011.
Well, actually, it was 84,830, but wasn't something.
We cut something out of postage, but I had to put postage back. I'm trying to figure out where.
I don't have that.
The only thing I had was this.
I did.
And I have run a current report here just today of actually up to date what I've spent on postage and everything is. So far this year, I've spent $79,545.18 is what I've spent so far this year.
Okay.
Because I just printed that off.
Right. We're all.
And then we're here.
I am now. Okay. No, I'm not.
What did you end up with?
Here, there.
This is. There's what.
And you had this. And this.
Did you give her the 100? This back to her?
Nothing. No.
No. Up there is.
If that's the difference.
Up at the top's where the difference.
We're going to check. No, I was taking her mileage away. Just because.
My 1,700 in supplies and freight that I've spent so far this year won't be that much next year because this year I have spent. I bought enough receipt books and things. I think that should last me all through 2012. And receipt books are like $700. Batch or case or whatever it is.
I show 84,730.
Want to hit your lines up top real quick?
The salary subtotal is 78,480.
Correct.
Office expenses is 4,500.
Correct.
Total equipment expenses is zero.
Correct.
800 for the next one.
I got six.
341.
I've got 321.
What did I have? He took my
two. Well, I was just wondering what version I had. Okay, six. 650, 300, 950. It's 84,530. Is that what you get?
84,480.
84,580.
84,480.
Okay, the last session is 650. It's 600.
600.
300, 900.
That would be right.
You get the paper back.
Okay, thanks.
I think that's adequate.
Yep.
Ms. Treasurer? I'm going to pick X.
I'm sorry that we kept you this long. I apologize for drawing this out.
She waited more in the lobby than it was. You do a fine job, and I'm sure that Bob Dixon would say the same thing about you. It's a pleasure working with you.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Have you heard, I know we're recording, I'll try to be careful, but anything about Jack today, Matthew?
Just that he's having surgery.
That's all it?
Heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His son works at White River, and he told Gary he wouldn't be there today because they operation is surgery. He's got cancer.
In the stomach?
Yeah, there's a tennis ball in his tumor between his stomach and his pancreas.
Oh.
And he also has that ulcer that wasn't healing. So he's going to have to take chemo tablets for the next year, and maybe once a week for the next year, even after the surgery. And he's got to play havoc with that ulcer. But we have been going to church, and I'm just going to say.
Outstanding.
Thanks for all your help.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, if you see the sheriff, you can send him in.
Oh, I see
that.
She said she shot the sheriff.
Sing that for me, would you?
I don't think so.
Good day.
Hello, sir.
We are recording.
Okay.
And broadcast.
Okay.
I don't, Ron goes through his standard speech.
Oh, well, just because we're supposed to do that each time. We don't anticipate that we're going to be going into executive session, but if for any reason you want to speak to or about
you,
an individual employee,
you let us know.
You let us know, and then we'll step into executive session.
Okay.
I guess we're going to start with 117. Is that where we're going to start?
Okay.
Is that what you think, guys? What do you think?
Can we start with 118 first?
Sure.
You bet.
Whatever you want.
Let me pull some of this apart here and get...
Now, one of the things, Jimmy, for some reason, all three of us are having different numbers, and sometimes we've had four different versions of numbers. So if we're asking, it's not because we're argumentative. It's just clarifying what number you have. So,
okay.
So if we say, what number do you have, it's not because we're saying rethink it. It's because one of our guys earlier is like, why? We didn't understand.
All right.
Okay.
And my printer a while ago printed out very small, so I cannot hardly see it.
Danny wouldn't even say that, then.
To Danny, that's a white sheet.
Okay.
To me, I see a smudge.
All right.
Okay, have you guys got what you are proposing to us, or?
The only thing that we proposed to you is what we proposed today, correct?
But we don't have any specifics. We don't have specifics.
No specifics. Okay, what?
Now, 118 specifically, let me look. Let me ask you this first question. What was your submitted request?
Submitted? Submitted request, total?
Yeah.
$1,274,294.
No, not me. That's right.
How far off are you? Because that's what I've got. So we've got two out of three this time. Better than one out of
130,000 off. That did disregard me.
You want to do the subs?
No, we'll just go. You guys, I'll just follow along.
We're just going line item. Is that what we're going through by, or what are we?
However you'd like to do it, John.
I mean, we've been starting the top down. If you want to, I mean, and just verifying salaries, because that's a lot of times we have some challenges there.
Okay.
I mean,
Of course, the numbers we have on here does not include the four that you allowed us to hire in, was it October, November?
Right.
So the numbers on here does not include those.
The numbers?
The salary numbers.
None of those numbers are on these salaries here.
Okay, so that's the...
And they're not included within the 2012 request.
No. Well... Yes, they are. They were included within
there
because
they're in here and that. Okay, all right.
They was included within there. I believe we had the four in there.
Okay.
What do you guys show for your salary total?
$749,944.
On the request.
Yeah.
$944,944.
Okay. I think that's where the problem is. Okay, go ahead. I'm keying as I go here to get the running total here.
Okay. We put $750 in the equipment purchases, and that's just to replace some computers, screens and stuff. The big changes we've got in the jail is going to be like in the prisoner food, the prisoner boarding supplies.
Okay.
Let's see, we increased the prisoner food by 20,000.
So what do you have that number at then?
I've got it at 220.
Okay.
Let me get you the latest actuals on that we had.
Is that the one you went out for bid on, the food?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what it come back as?
Well,
based off
of it's based off of average daily population.
Okay.
So it's a guesstimate. Our actuals, as of the 1st of December, we had spent
$198,155. Okay. Wow.
On that. So depending on our average daily population, in 2010, we was around 95 to 100 average daily. I said 2010, yeah, for the year. This year, we're over 150.
Okay, big increase.
So there's considerable increase there.
And that's not just because of Jasper Green, too. I mean, it's an overall increase.
Overall increase,
I mean, it's
yeah.
like 25 to 30 overall just an increase.
It's just in our own population.
Right, our own population. That's what it looks like to me, too.
Yeah.
So.
And
okay.
So that's where we're at there. And the I mean it all carries right on through on the supplies and all that's why I've put the increase in on that.
What, just run down those numbers if you guys would. What do you have for boarding other counties?
Boarding other counties, I put down 6,000 this year.
Okay.
We are at actual 4,618 as of the 1st of December.
Okay.
Prisoner boarding supplies, I've requested 28,000.
Okay.
That one we are actually at 31,319.
Already.
Already.
Okay. And medical?
Prisoner medical, 250,000. December 1st we was at 214,546.
And then maintenance agreements?
Maintenance agreements, put down 8,000. We're at 49.76.
What is that?
The maintenance agreements are on, there's $5,000 for the live scan.
Okay.
And there's $3,000 for the iris scan.
Okay.
We have a fund going into effect, or that has been into effect. You all done the ordinance on it.
Mm-hmm.
For the biometrics,
right?
That comes off of the from the clerk's office, off of each case that goes through there, from the court cost. The only problem with that is it's not been building up very fast because it only builds up when they pay the court cost, and a lot of the court costs are all
never paid.
They're all backed.
Wow!
So it's not been building very much. The last I checked with Brenda on that. With Helen on that, there was only $300-$400 in it.
Wow.
Hopefully, as well, see, of course, a lot of the old court costs that are being paid was prior to the ordinance.
True.
So they're not on that.
Right.
So once it gets up to caught up to date, then we'll start having money in that fund to pay.
Where is that revenue going to go into? Do we know how that revenue is going to be tracked?
There is a separate line item or separate account set up for that revenue to be deposited into with the treasurer.
Okay. All right.
When you say that, does that come out of friends? When you say that there's a separate line item that comes out of there?
GCRCC revenue.
The court costs are paid from Brenda's office straight to the treasurer.
Yes, that's what I'm going at, Jim, is where does it?
Where does it end up in here? From Brenda, pays, it should show up in 114, it should show up in our totals page. As a separate line item, as a not a totals, a revenue stream, and it should be, and where's the money kept? It's not a separate fund number, is it?
Should be in a separate line item fund number, yes. Now, what that number is, I don't know.
I have all the numbers here listed.
Probably under a biometric or something like that. Is there anything line item under that?
We have been, without any disrespect to anyone, been trying to
track,
figure this out since January.
Okay, so I don't show that money. Even though you said it's $400 to $800, I'm going to go talk to Helen real fast.
Well, I wonder if it's not something that contained within the simple catch-all that's called sheriff's fees that's in our revenue lines. There are two. There's one that he was calling sheriff's transfer, and we asked yesterday what that was, and it turned out that it's civil fees. So we get that one. But the other, you're saying it's going into a different fund instead of GCR?
No, it's probably going into GCR under the different line item.
We've got all the line items.
I don't know.
Here, or we think we do.
I would have to go back through the paperwork, see how they set that up, but I know Helen set that up.
What else might it be?
Can you find out? It's,
we never touch it. It just
right. I thought I heard mentioned about that.
Greg can ask. She's listening.
It's optic. What'd you call it?
Vision. Iris scan.
I'm sure we're talking about that now.
Want some coffee?
No, thank you.
Do you want some coffee?
So I was kind of wondering where we might have mentioned that, Ron, or what.
Dan, I've been through these.
I know. I have, too.
I mean, hundreds of times recently, and that's just not... It's not broken out. It has to be, if it's in GCR, included with something else that's here.
What I'm saying is, Ron, it may be showing up in one of these lines as an expense.
I know we send a report over every month with sheriff fees on there, which is it's machine fees, but that's separate. That's
we had a deal
telephone stuff like that out of the commissary time.
I don't know where it would be with that.
There are only two fees, Danny, that they have connected to the sheriff. One just simply says sheriff fees, and the other says transfer in from sheriff fund.
They say the transfer was civil?
Yeah, we asked what that was because we couldn't imagine that there would be anything to be transferred in from your account to general county.
What did you
just
transfer?
We transfer anything in our civil fees, anything over 50, we get the first 50,000 and GCR gets everything over that. And we transfer usually 100,000 or so into general revenue every year, up around that.
What did you call it, Jimmy? Biometric.
Probably called a biometric of some
here's
sort.
Here's inmate security fund. I knew I'd seen something that's biometric verification. That's an expense line, but I don't see anything that shows it in a. See here?
Okay.
It's under inmate security fund. Biometric verification, but it doesn't show anything here. But it shows a security fund.
Is this right here the revenue from it?
The fund balance.
Yeah.
Okay, so the treasurer.
Oh, no,
thank you.
When we're going over this, I remember.
Yeah.
But that's not where it goes.
It goes in. The revenue comes in from into the 488. Inmate security, I believe, is what it is.
That's where I'm at.
And we have two funds that go into that line item. ACS, which is some federal fines and fees, and then also the biometrics ordinance money.
Okay. Well, but this is not GCR.
The money is not...
This is a separate fund called the Inmate Security Fund, which is why it's outside of GCR revenues.
Right.
And that's fine.
Right. I knew I'd review this, but it doesn't have any numbers on it, Ron, is what I'm saying.
Well, you've got some numbers there at the top.
For the fund balance, but I'm talking about what it's got down. Now, that's, Jimmy, he actually shows that through, did you say it was about $600 this year?
We have two funds going into this thing, ACS, which is a federal, and then this. They have two ways that they're recording the income.
Well, let me see how you got your line there, because I've got it pulled up here, the inmate.
Yeah, 488, right. You can explain if I'm explaining it incorrectly. I mean, basically, what I hear, we got two revenues coming into that 488 account. Mm-hmm.
And one's from ACS and one's from biometrics.
Right. Well, one's from the circuit clerk's office, right.
This is who would pay that fee.
And then ACS sends us some also.
Because it comes through the ordinance.
Is it going to come from the circuit clerk instead of from this?
No, it goes into, it comes from the circuit clerk, but goes into 48.
Into that fund.
Into that fund. That's where.
We set up a separate fund for it.
Yeah, so.
What?
It doesn't show anything.
What is it?
48 has, I show a $1,400 balance. Mm-hmm.
That's the balance.
Uh-huh. We just started the ordinance.
Oh, that's the one that he was talking about the other day that we just started.
Yeah, he just never mentioned, he said we just barely started it, so it should surely grow, but that, really, that 488 needs to come apply toward some of those expenses of the biometrics, don't you think?
Every bit of it can.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what it's for.
Yeah. You say it should be offsetting that.
Yeah.
Just maybe, are we taking expenses out of the wrong line? Are we taking down?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe we should move those expenses over to here, but it doesn't have enough to cover the expenses.
I think that when this builds up, that's what we should do.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helen.
And that's what it's for, is for those two particular things.
Okay.
All right. So
it's hot.
I knew I'd reviewed that, but I couldn't remember where.
Have you heard anything about Jackie Matthews?
I haven't heard anything yet on the surgery today. He's supposed to have surgery today.
Yeah.
Well, I got to ask Helen one more question. Because this doesn't match the math.
Well, but... knew that.
Yeah, but it's thousands of dollars difference.
Okay.
I mean, if there's more money in that fund, then we can use it.
If it's there, we need it to be there so that Jim can spend it.
I never see what's in there, so I don't have any idea. I called Brendan, asked her, and she said that's what they sent the last time I talked to her. Now, that was probably whenever we was doing budgets. That's probably all of it.
Doesn't sound very good for Jack. It's never any good for anybody, but
everything I've heard sounded real. Pretty positive.
Yeah,
they said that it was the biopsy. That are we still recording?
Can we stand in recess for a few minutes?